Be'ezet Hashem is both. We begin Perek Chamish, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, Masechus Eiv, in the laws of bringing together different areas in the Seif Zmanim, the book of designated times, which in this part we discussed regarding Shetufim Avois, regarding not just Eiv Chatzeres, joining the courtyards together for the members of the homes that live inside that courtyard, but actually joining large areas, the courtyards that open up into that common alleyway. As Rambam gets halacha regarding discussing this idea of joining together and specifically of Shetufim Avois, so Anshei Mavi, the people of that alleyway, which again, that means to say they were these courtyards that opened up into this common street, not Rishus Rabbim, but a Mavi, which is surrounded on three sides and opened on the fourth side, Shehoyi b'neim Shitu b'maychal echad. They had a partnership, the people of this Mavi, with a certain food item, l'inzchai, regarding business. Could go in, for example, Shekoni Yayim b'shutfas. Everyone in this neighborhood went in on this company, this IPO, and you had an opportunity. So they bought this wine as a partnership. Oy shem or oil, oy dvash or honey, kitzman, whatever the item was, of food. So in the tzrichim shita v'achle in Shabbos, they don't require a different partnership regarding Shabbos. They can rely on this, that they're partners in this merchandise. Bu, as long as sheyamin shehim shutafim, by as long as this species that they're partners in are min echad, it's the same type of food, ubikli echad, and it's in one vessel. If let's say one of them was a partner with one guy with wine, and the other guy with oil, or let's say they were all partners in wine, but there are two different vessels, you require a separate shituv for Shabbos because it has to be the same type in the same vessel. If one of the members of the Mavi, before Shabbos, knock on his door, he says, oh, we need to have, come to the neighbor, say, could I have some wine, could I have some oil? And a different member of the Mavi did not give it to him. It nullifies, the Rambam holds, the partnership. Because since the whole primary point of Eiruv and Shetuv is to say that we're all together, we're all one, there's nothing that's mine that's not yours. If he's particular and doesn't lend it, obviously it's showing that we're not all connected, we're not all as one. Shadegila Daita, because he revealed his consciousness, that they're not all like partners, which then they weren't particular one than the other. And here he is, he's not lending, he's not giving him from the wine or the oil that he has. Echad mimnei Mavoi, one of the members of the Mavoi, shadogu l'shtatav im b'nei ha-Mavoi, that he usually is a partner with the rest of the people of the Mavoi to be able to carry throughout the whole area. V'loi n'shtatav, and he doesn't join. B'nei Mavoi, the members of the Mavoi, nechnasin l'beisa, they could go into his house, v'noit l'min ha-shita b'karche, they could take forcibly from him his food to join against his will for the partnership, because since it's good for him also, he just wants to cause bad for others, like Thomas Nafshe and Polishtim. He said, like, yeah, I don't care, I'll go down and I'll take him down with me. So they could force him. And so to Echad Mnei HaMavi, one of the members of Mavi, Shein Eroitz L'Shtatav Klal in Mnei HaMavi. Not that he did and just this, now he's stopping. He never wanted to join the Shetuv at all with the other members of the Mavi. Kaifin Oysay L'Shtatav Em, the court could force him to join with them, because this is what's called Zen Enev Azeh L'Chaser. It's gain and no loss for you, which is Midas Sadaim, that they don't want to give a benefit to others. And then, Kaifin Midas Sadaim, the courts could force someone not to have that attribute. One of the members of the Mavi, if he had a storehouse of wine or of oil or something similar like that, he could give over and transfer ownership from it, ma'at, a little bit, to all the members of the Mavi, to be used as a partnership in it, and he can make an erev on them with that. Even though they didn't separate, didn't designate it, just mixed into the storehouse, it's still going to be qualified and valid as a shitif. Now look at that, regarding the complication. When you have a courtyard, which there's many courtyards open up into the Mavi, you have one courtyard that has two openings to two different Mavois, two different lanes that open up into the street, to the Rishos Rabin street. So you have Chatzar Shesh L'Shnei Pesachim L'Shnei Mavois. You have a courtyard that is in the middle between two different Mavois. It has opening out one Mavi and opening to another Mavi. So Im Shtatvim Echad Membelvad, if it does a sheet of a joint Erev with Shetuvim Mavois, with one of the Mavois, so Nesu B'Mav HaShenim, so that Chatzar is forbidden to carry in the other Mavi, Ve'inim Etzim Achnisavai, and it cannot carry out or into that other Mavi. The figure, therefore, since there's ramifications of good and bad, Zichus and Chiyuv, Im Zika Echad B'Shetuv, if one person merits in the Shetuv, L'chol B'nei HaMavi, for all the members of the Mavi, B'Shetuv Aleihem, and he joins them in the Shetuv, so he has to specifically notify the members of this courtyard. Because you can only do shita with them with their awareness. Because usually it's a schus, you could carry. No, it's not a schus for them, it's not a merit. Maybe, because they could carry somewhere else, And it's not like necessarily both they would want to. Maybe they would only want to join in the other one and not with this one. And therefore, you have to let them know first, and it's not just a schus to be able to do shleb afanav. Halacha hey, ishtoi shel adam, the wife of a man, moreves leishalim edaitei, could join in the Erev without the awareness, without the consent of her husband. But who, as long as shelo ya'ascha ashrinim, as long as he doesn't want to make it forbidden on his neighbors. But if he wants to make it forbidden, in moreves alav, v'lim shtatefes alav, v'lim edaitei, then she cannot join the Erev in chatzeres, and I could join the shittim in the boys, only with his consent. Kisser, sir, what does it mean he wants to make it forbidden? For example, he says, in moreves alav, I don't want to join with you. In moreves alav, I don't want to be partners with you in the shittim. Then she cannot do it without his das. If let's say the members of this courtyard joined in the shituv, im echad mishneh mavayis, with one of these two mavayis that are on either side of them. So im b'min echad nishtatfu, so if it was with one species that they made the shituv, afilu kolayis amin, even if that whole, it got totally depleted, the storehouse that they had for the shituv, so that guy could do another shituv and merit it to them. He doesn't have to notify them a second time to ask them, do you agree, as the first time he asked to, if you want to join? Because we presume that it's going to stay as it was, as the first time that they wanted to be part of the Shita. Now, the imbish name in the Mishtatva, which is already b'dieved, two different types. If it was two different types of species that they joined, and the food got diminished from the shear that it has to have to be a valid Shituv, so then he could add on and merit to them, and doesn't have to notify them, of him kalu. If it got depleted, now specifically it's two different minim, and it got depleted, the mezaklim hiya, he can marry to them, but v'tzorach l'adim, he has to notify them first, because we don't know with which mavi they would want to join. But yeah, if it was open to one mavi, you wouldn't have to ask, because that's a schus. But here we're talking about it's open to two different ones, not necessarily a schus, you would have to ask them, or notify them. Now, in the taste of shchein b'chot tzezeh, if let's say they were neighbors, they get added on to this courtyard, so mezaklim, so you can marry it for them, but yeah, but tzorach l'adim, that's the same thing as when they got totally depleted, you would have to notify them to say, hey, do you guys want to join? Again, because not necessarily do they want to, because like the chatzar the first time around, like, hey, it might be a chayv, they might want to be joining with the other mavri. Halacha zayin. Nishtat v'chatzar zu, if this quarter joined, im b'nei ha-mavri hazeh mipesach zeh, with the members of this mavri from this opening, and with the members of the other mavi from the other opening. So materas and shneim. So this chatzar is permitted with both them, they're both permitted with it, because they're all joined together. Now, shneim mavayis, on the other hand, the two mavayis on either side, asurim zeh zeh, are forbidden to carry from one mavi to the other one, because they didn't make a sheet together. Now, lo erva im echemem, if let's say the chatzar didn't make erv with any one of them, then oisechas shneim, then he actually makes it forbidden for both of them, because you have a chatzar that's open to both of them, that's not joined in the shituf with the rest of the people of the mavi. Now, if this chatzar was regila b'pesach echad, the people from that chatzar generally would come out this opening into this mavi to go out to the Rishos Rab. But pesach sheni in regila, the other opening to the other mavi, they don't usually use it. So zesh regila kandis v'latzis b'ayis, so the mavi that they usually go in and out from, oisir, it's that mavi that they can make forbidden if they don't join with the shita for them. But v'shen regila way, the mavi that they don't usually go out to, in oisir, not can make forbidden that they didn't join in the shita. Now, what happens if they made the Erev with the Mavi specifically that they don't usually go out into? That's the one they actually joined for the Shita for Shabbos. So, the other Mavi becomes permitted for itself because they're removing themselves, even though the one they usually use, they're obviously removing themselves by making the Shita with the other one, not with this one. And they don't have to make an Erev with that one, even though that's the one they usually go out with. Halacha test. Erev b'nei ha-Mavi shehi regila bai la'atzma. If the people of the Mavi, that is the Mavi that they usually go out into that Mavi when they go out of their Chatzar, that Mavi made an Erev for themselves. V'hi lo Erev v'yimai. And this Chatzar did not make an Erev with that Mavi. But v'loyim b'nei ha-Mavi achar she'in regil bai. Neither did they join the Mavi from the other one that they don't usually go out into. And v'gam lo Erev b'nei ha-Mavi she'in regil bai. So too, the members of that Mavi, they didn't get their act together. They, the one they usually don't go to, also didn't make an error for their mavi. So daichin aisa, so we push the members of this courtyard etzel zeha mavi shein regila to the mavi as if they're part of the one that they don't usually go out from, because they didn't make an eriv. So hoil vehilo erev vehulo erev, since this katzer did not make their own, that make join in the erev, and neither did the members of that other mavoi that they don't usually go out with make an erev either. So dechenasa etzla, we like push that katzer to be part of that one, kedish leitesa mavozesh erev latzmai, so that they don't make a forbidden on this mavoi, the one they usually do go out from, which did make an erev for themselves, and we're going to consider the katzer part of that mavoi. Well, they can make it forbidden because you have one katzer that didn't join. So since anyways you're not caring because you didn't make an erev, go be part of that one, and therefore not make a problem for this erev that from this mavoi that did make an erev. Halacha yud. If you have a courtyard that has an opening to the mavoi, now upesach acher has another opening, but not to another mavoi as we're speaking about. Now has labika to open field, or the karfif, or to enclose non-residential area. Yes, maybe it's more than two sa. So halva asla talta mechatzalei sa karfif, since you're not allowed to carry from the courtyard to that karfif, because it's rabbinically forbidden area, it's a karmless. It's a in the same ech elal pesach shel mavoi. So obviously, he's only relying on the opening that he has to the mavoi. They were going to make it forbidden to build the mavoi. Atch touch them until he joins with them. But if the karf was based on mepalchas was based on some or less, oh, ain't no isal b'nei mavoi. Then they don't make it forbidden on the people of the mavoi. Shala pesach hamiyuchale, because here it's not forbidden to carry. It's not considered a forbidden area. And moreover, because shala pesach hamiyuchale samech, he's going to rely on what he wants to use is his own designated opening, which the mavoi has to share with everyone else. This opens up to open field, no one uses, it's just his own Pesach. Since he could carry throughout that whole karfif, he's going to use that one, and therefore he's not going to make a forbidden on people and mavi, but not join it together. Halacha Yudav continues regarding, if you have a mavi, then not everybody joined in the shitav. So, echa memei mavi. If you have one of the members of the mavi, shahalach lishbis b'mavi acher, that he went for Shabbos to another street, another mavi for Shabbos. So, inoy salim, he's not going to make a forbidden on the rest of the people, because since this dwelling has no owner, it's like not a dwelling, and it's not going to make it forbidden that didn't join in the air. If you have one of the members of the mavoi, let's say a chatzar, and that opens up into this mavoi, they built like this platform that four tvachim wide by the opening, blocking it. Say, you know, you saw them not going to make it forbidden on these people of the mavoi. Because they separate themselves from the rest of the people of that mavoi. They're separating their domain, and therefore it's not considered like as if a member of this mavoi did not join in the shituf. Halachid base. Anshei mavoi, the people of the mavoi, in the shtatva miktsasim, that part of some of them joined in the shituf, but the shachum miktsasim, the shtatva, some of them didn't see the message, they forgot to join, and they didn't become part of it. So mavat rashusim leilush in the shatva, they can nullify their rights that they have in the mavi to those that did join in the shitav. And v'dinam leinim bitl rashus, their halacha regarding nullifying their rights is kedin anshei chatzar, similar to the people of the courtyard in a smaller circle. Shashalcha rechem mehem ishnaim le'eruv, if one or two of them forgot and did not join in the eruv, which we wrote in the second parak halacha alav, has the same thing, just on a larger scale here regarding the mavi. Now, Kvar Man already said in the fourth parak halacha alav, shekol adam imanshei beis ha'smuch ma'shachane. Every person with the members of his family that eat on this table, they all consider like one person. Whether for Erev Chatzir or Shudiv Mevayis, for that whatever halachic ramifications it has, it's going to be the same thing in both of these contexts. Halachic Gimel continues regarding this connection between Erev Chatzir and Shudiv Mevayis. So Mavay she'iru kol Chatzir Shabbai. If you have a Mavay, that every single Chatzir in that Mavay made their own Erev. Every courtyard had its own erev. The achkech neshatz b'kol m'mavay, and then they all joined together. That not only they want to carry in their own courtyards, they want to carry throughout the entire mavay, which is encompasses all of their courtyards. Now, what happens if shochach echad b'nei hachatzar? If one of the members of a courtyard forgot b'lei erev b'nei chatzere, and he did not join with the rest of the members of his courtyard, so lehev ziklum, yeah, he hasn't lost anything. Why? So they klum neshatz, because anyways they all joined together in the shituv. They're really relying on shitav because shitav encompasses all the courtyards for sure. It includes the whole mavoi, which includes all the courtyards for sure. It's going to include each individual courtyard to be able to carry. So the truth is, they didn't require to even make an eruv b'chatzeres, which is a smaller scale. Im hashitav with the shitav, which is a larger scale. Ella shalei l'shakach latinikis teres eruv. Just that the young children should not forget that there's such a halacha like eruv. Now, they made it. Now, one guy didn't join. Usually it's a problem. But it's not really a problem because we really did it. It's enough of a heck or a sign for the young children. The fact that this guy didn't join, it's okay because we made the larger shittim of voice, which is anyways encompassing it. Now, avalim shachach echem ne'am mavi lin shtatu, but let's say one of the members of the mavi forgot, meaning one chatzer forgot to join in the mavi and didn't join the shittim, then asurim ba mavi, then they're forbidden to the mavi. Now, but every single courtyard is permitted for those members to carry in their own courtyard. Because the mavi for the courtyard is like what a chasr is for the homes. In other words, just like it's forbidden to carry out from homes to the courtyard without air, so it's forbidden to carry out from the courtyards to mavi without doing a shituf. Halacha yadalt. Nishtatfu b'mavi. If they made a shituf in the mavi, b'shakel kulam l'ar b'chatzis. But everyone forgot. So they're relying on the community wide, on this whole mavi wide. They forgot to make their own individual eruv v'chatzeres. So im in makpid ma'prusasim. If they're not particular regarding the slices of bread that they eat, simchem al shituf. Then they could rely on the shituf b'shabbos rishon levad. Only that first Shabbos. The imatim davaze el medarchik. We don't permit this for them only because of the pressing situation. But initially, most definitely, they have to make ozer riv chatzes. Again, like we said, not to forget the halacha that there's an eriv from the young children, as we said in the previous halacha. Halacha tezvav. Mavi shalei neshtat v'boy. If you have a mavi that they did not make a sheet, if they didn't drink together to be able to carry throughout this whole mavi. Im eriv chatzes am about them now. The following ramification is like this: if all the courtyards made their own erivs with their own homes, then imatat l'boy. You can only carry in the mavoi el ba arba amos, only in the area of 4 amos. Kekarmelis, like a rabbinically forbidden area of Kekarmelis. Why? Because me'acha she'er b'chatzeres about them. Since the individual courtyards did make an eruv with the homes inside their courtyards, so now saha mavoi. So now the mavoi becomes ki'ilu in the pesuch loy el ba'at mavad b'lechatzeres. It's as if that the only thing that opens up in the mavoi are homes and not courtyards, because you don't see courtyards anymore. You see like one home. Because, like we said, everyone's like living in one home. Now, we said in Perikid Zayin from Lecha Shabbos Lecha Ches that a mavi only becomes permitted with a lecha b'kayra only if you have bat mechatzeres pesukim l'teicha, and you don't really have, so to speak, chatzerim open up. You only like see like batim without chatzeres. Well, the fikach imetal makulin that you cannot carry throughout the whole mavi because it's not qualified as a mavi. Now, v'mloy ervan shechazes. But if the people of their own courtyards did not make their own individual erev, then metal makulin, then you can carry throughout the whole mavi kelim sheshavas b'teicha, kelim that started Shabbos in the mavi itself. Just like a courtyard that does not have Eiv, you could carry it throughout the whole chatzar. And like we said with Gagas, you could carry the whole thing. But here, you only be able to carry the mavi if you have chatzeres open to it. You only have chatzeres open it if they didn't make a river chatzeres, because if it did, it's like batim only open up into the mavi. Look at the Zayin Ketiv regarding what do you do if there's Gentiles and Sadducees in the mavi. So Goy, a Gentile, like Tzedeki, the Sadducee, who denied the oral law, Hashogah b'chatzar sheb mavi. Who dwells in the courtyard, one of the courtyards in this mavi. So dina in b'nei ha-mavi, his halacha with the people of the mavi, is kedina b'nei ha-chatzah, is the same halacha that he has in the smaller scale of, with the members of the courtyard. Meaning, shaseich ben agoy, you have to rent from the Gentile, or echad b'nei beisa, one of his family members, rishusay shem ha-mavi, his rights in the mavi, just like you do by the chatzah, or mevatel matzdeiki, or regarding tzdeiki, he has to mevatel his rights in the mavi. Now, even the mavi was one Jew, one Gentile, and it's arch shittiv. You don't have to have shittiv, like we said by Chatzah. And v'din Yisrael echad, the halacha with one Jew, v'din rabim shem simcha al shulchan echad, or when you have many people that are lying on the table of one person, so din echad who has the same halacha, it's like one Jew, and again with one guy would not require a shittiv. Halacha yitzayin, goy shay dar b'mavi. If there's a Gentile that was living in this mavi. If he has in his courtyard, Pesach Echel Abikar, he has one opening to the open field that he has, let's say, behind him. He's not going to make it forbidden on the people in the Mavi that he opens up to. Even if the opening that he has over there was a small one, 4x4 of hand breadths. Although, so his larger items, like his camels and his wagons, he takes through the opening that opens up into the Mavi. He's not going to make it forbidden on them, which generally, if you have a Gentile, which he cannot join in the shittuv, he makes it forbidden on them unless you rent from him. He doesn't make it forbidden. Why? Because his thoughts are only for his own private opening shula bika, which is to the open fields, and therefore he's not considered as part of the mavi. So too, if his opening was to a non-residential enclosed area, so yes, that's a large area, it's more than Bezazayim. It's like the same thing like when it's opened up to an open field. Does not make it forbidden on them. But are you based the same epochas? But it was based the same or less than that, which is a small area, it's not so convenient, and therefore he's most definitely going to be using the opening that opens to the mavi. Then in the semech aleim, then he does not rely on them. In the oisa aleim, and therefore he's going to make a forbidden on them until they actually rent from him his property. Halach yitches mavi regarding this lane. Shetzide echad goy v'tzide echad yisrael. One side of the mavi you have a Gentile living there, and the other side you have these Jews that are living there. And their courtyards open up into the Mavi. Voichaloina is Psucha Machatzal Chatzal Shal Yisrael. Now, with the Jews that all live on the one side, their windows open up from one courtyard to another courtyard from the Jews. They ever come there, Chalainas, and all these Jewish courtyards made an Erev through the windows from one to the next. So, Av Bishanasaka Anche Baisachar, although they're technically like living in one house, because that's the point of these Eruve Chatzeros, Umutulahitu Lachnas Dechalainas, and therefore they let it carry in and out through the windows from one to the next. Still, they would be forbidden to utilize the Mavi through their openings that open up into the Mavi. Until they rent from the Goy on the other side of the Mavi. They're not considered, so to speak, like an individual where there is a Gentile. As we said this regarding a Chatzar in the second parak, the same idea. For that, we're not going to consider them as like one Jew in regards to the one Goy to allow you without a Shituf. Look at test now regarding a larger scale, Shituf in the whole city. How could you do shituv in a whole city that's surrounded with a wall 10 tefachim high, which has doors, which makes it like a reshus hayachid? So kol chatzav chatzav merevus l'asma. Like we said, every single courtyard has to really do its own eruvi chatzayos first. So l'shakech atunayk is that the children should not forget. They should know the reason why you're allowed to carry is because of an erev. Not that you just could carry on Shabbos. People don't realize they're growing up little children. You see everyone's carrying. You think you can carry anywhere? No. V'achikach meshtatmi kol anche medina, and then. Then all the people of the city go and join together. Just like in one neighborhood does it, the whole city could do that too. Now, if the whole city was owned by an individual, even if it subsequently becomes a public city, they all could go ahead and do they do one joining, because since it was initially owned by an individual, so it's like one courtyard, and therefore all the people of the courtyard have to join together. In other words, they have to do one shituv. They talk to B'chol Medina, and then you can carry it throughout the whole city. So it was, let's say, a public city, and they had one opening, which is closed on all sides, and you only have one opening that it goes out, so then it has a look like a chatzah, and therefore you have to do the air for the whole thing. They all have to do one joint shituv. Now, but if it was, let's say, a public city, and there was two openings to the city, that they come in one side and they go out the other side. Here they chiddush are going the other way around. Even if a subsequent becomes an individual city that, let's say, that they sell, the whole public community sells to this one individual, then you don't make an heir for the whole city as a gezer that it might go back and be Rosh Hashanah, and then people are going to be lenient and carry on Shabbos even though it's not allowed to anymore. Or rather, what you do is like this. You leave over one place from this city. Even if it's one house and one courtyard, and then the rest of the city could go ahead and do the shituf. So those who are doing the shituf, they're all going to be permitted to carry throughout the whole city. Except for that place which was left on the side, that one house or whatever it is. And now those who are left out of the Eruv, they're permitted in their own place, b'shituv shayis malatzmon, with the joint that they make for themselves. Im hoyan neshar merabim, if let's say those who were left out were more than one. And basun latal b'shayik al-medin, but they're forbidden to carry throughout the rest of the city. As halacha achaf halaf explains. But davazem mishum hekuhu, why do you have to leave out part of the city from the shituv, what we call the Eruv? It's because of a sign, of recognition. Kadei she'idu, that they should know, she'eruv hitalem latal b'medin azu, that it's only because of the Eruv that permits them to carry in this city, shirabim b'ikim, which the masses, the public is walking through, because sharei hamakom shenishar, because you see that the place that's left out, glo nishtat b'mamen, is not part of the shituv, eimatat l'bo, you see, cannot carry over there. Rather, these are for themselves, and these are for themselves that will remind people that, hey, yeah, you know, don't get confused with a Rosh Hashanah. The only reason I'm allowed to carry over here is because of the Erev. Halacha Chavbeis, now Medina Shurabim, a city from a public community, Shesh La Pesach Echad, that has one opening. Besulam B'Makam Achad, now in the other, another place, on the other side, there is a ladder, and that's how you can get over the wall. So Ma'avin is Kula, you can make an Erev throughout the whole city, like a city that has one opening. And the inner tzrichah, you don't have to leave over, like we said, regarding when there's two openings, to leave over a space, because the ladder on the wall is not considered, quote-unquote, like an opening, because it's not convenient. So even though technically people have two ways in and out of the city, we'll consider only as like one. Now, habatim shem nichan ha'sishir, so those homes that they do leave as part of where they're left out, although you could, even if they don't really open up to the city, even if only their back door opens up to the city, and the front of their home or courtyard opens up to beyond the city, you could still use it as the leftover, the remnant, and then you could do, like we said, the Erev for the rest of the city when there's two openings to the city. Someone that merits with this shituv to the people of the city, im Erev kulam Erev echad, if they're all doing one community citywide Erev, because in contrast, if they didn't all do, then there wouldn't necessarily be a schus. But if everyone, the whole city, is doing the same one Erev, say in the tzarch ledim, you don't have to let them know, it's just a merit for them, they could choose to carry or not. Now, the halacha of someone who forgot and did not join the shita but the rest of the people of the city, so he went to spend Shabbos in another city, or there was a Gentile in that city, it's going to have the same halacha like when you have this in the courtyard or in the mavay or in this larger scale, like we're saying, for that of a city. Halacha chavdal. Now, Medina, a city, that all its members of the city joined in the shituf, except one neighborhood, one alleyway, didn't join in. It's going to make it forbidden for everyone to carry in the whole city. Now, but if they built a platform, a pillar that's 4 tefachim wide on the opening of that mavay, it's not going to make it forbidden because that's going to separate them from the rest of the city, showing that they're individual and they're not part of it to make it forbidden that they're not joining. Lefikach, therefore, you cannot make a halfway city-wide Eruv, the whole thing, a mavay mavay or mavay by mavay, so that they don't make it forbidden one on the other. Because you can't do half because the others are not part of it. And then if they're doing mavay by mavay, what you do is each mavay makes a platform by its opening. If he wants to separate his rishus from them, that doesn't make it forbidden on the other mavays who do want to join together. So that would be the other option, by separating so that they're not making forbidden on the rest.